Welcome to the OCR GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on the specification, organizational structures. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode will give you everything you need to pick up every available mark. Let's get started. So, what exactly is an organizational structure? Put simply, it's the internal framework that shows how a business is arranged, who reports to whom, how decisions are made, and how information flows up and down the organization. Examiners at OCR want you to understand not just what these structures look like, but why a business would choose one over another, and what the real-world consequences of that choice are. That's what separates a grade 4 answer from a grade 8 or 9. Let's start with the two key terms you absolutely must define precisely. First, the chain of command. This is the line of authority that runs from the top of the organization, usually the chief executive or managing director, all the way down to the workers at the bottom. Think of it as the route a message or instruction travels. The longer the chain, the more layers it passes through. Second, the span of control. This is the number of subordinates, that's people directly below that a manager is responsible for. A narrow span means a manager oversees only two or three people. A wide span means they might be responsible for 10 or more. Here's the critical mistake candidates make every single year. They confuse these two terms. Span of control is about width, how many people. Chain of command is about depth, how many layers. Get that distinction locked in. Now let's talk about the two main structural types, tall hierarchies and flat structures. A tall hierarchical structure has many layers of management. Imagine a pyramid with 6 or 7 tiers. CEO at the top, then directors, then senior managers, then middle managers, then supervisors, then workers. Each manager has a narrow span of control, meaning they supervise only a small number of people. The chain of command is long. What does this mean in practice? Well, communication has to travel through many layers to get from the CEO to the shop floor. This can slow things down and lead to messages being distorted, like a game of Chinese whispers. However, managers have fewer people to look after, so they can provide closer supervision and support. This structure suits large, complex organizations like banks or the NHS, where consistency and control are critical. A flat structure, on the other hand, has very few layers, sometimes just 2, management and workers. Each manager has a wide span of control, overseeing many subordinates. The chain of command is short. Messages travel quickly from top to bottom, which can speed up decision-making and improve communication. Workers may feel more empowered because they have more direct access to management. However, and this is crucial for your analysis, a wide span of control places enormous pressure on managers. They simply cannot give each employee the same level of attention. If something goes wrong, the manager might not spot it quickly. So flat structures work well in smaller businesses or organizations with highly skilled, self-motivated staff who don't need constant supervision. Now, here's a concept that links directly to flat structures. Delayering. This is when a business removes one or more layers of management, usually middle management, to create a flatter structure. Why would a business do this? Cost savings are the obvious answer. Middle managers are expensive. By removing a layer, the business saves on salaries. But the knock-on effects are significant. The managers who remain now have more subordinates to supervise, their span of control widens. This can lead to stress and overload. Meanwhile, the workers who previously reported to those middle managers may feel abandoned or unsupported. Motivation can drop. So when you're evaluating delayering in an exam, always weigh the financial benefit against the human cost. Let's move on to centralization and decentralization. Another pair of concepts OCR loves to test. In a centralized structure, all major decisions are made by senior management at the top, usually at head office. Think of a large supermarket chain where pricing, stock decisions, and marketing are all controlled centrally. The advantages? Consistency across the whole business, strong control, and the ability to use the expertise of senior leaders. The disadvantages? Decision-making can be slow because everything has to go to the top. Local managers may feel demotivated because they have no autonomy. In a decentralized structure, decision-making authority is delegated, passed down to managers at lower levels or in local branches. A franchise like McDonald's gives individual restaurant managers some autonomy over staffing and local promotions, even while maintaining central control over the menu and brand standards. The advantages of decentralization include faster decision-making at a local level, greater motivation for local managers who feel trusted, and decisions that better reflect local market conditions. The disadvantages? Inconsistency can creep in. If every branch does things differently, the brand can suffer. And if local managers lack the skills or experience to make good decisions, the whole business can be harmed. There's also the matrix structure, which is worth knowing for higher mark questions. In a matrix structure, employees work across different departments on specific projects. So a marketing manager might work alongside a finance specialist and an IT developer on a new product launch. This is flexible and encourages collaboration, but it can cause confusion about who is actually in charge. Employees may have two managers, which can lead to conflict. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake candidates make is stating that flat structures always improve communication. This gets no marks for analysis. You must explain the mechanism. A shorter chain of command means fewer layers for a message to pass through, which reduces the risk of distortion and speeds up response times. Then you must add the counterpoint. However, with a wider span of control, managers may be overwhelmed, which could actually slow down decision-making if they cannot respond to all their subordinates promptly. That's a full analytical chain, and that's what earns AO3 marks. For any question involving an organizational chart, and OCR loves to include them, physically count the layers and count the subordinates under each manager. Then, use those numbers in your answer. Saying the business has 6 layers of management, giving it a long chain of command, is far stronger than just saying it has a tall structure. Examiners award marks for evidence-based reasoning. For evaluate questions, use this structure every time. Argument for, argument against, justify conclusion. And your conclusion must be linked to the specific business in the question. Don't just say, it depends. Say, given that this business operates in a fast-changing market and employs highly skilled professionals, a flat structure would be more appropriate because speed of decision-making outweighs the risk of managerial overload. That's a justified conclusion, and it's what separates a level 3 from a level 4 response. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these in your head. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between span of control and chain of command? Span of control is the number of subordinates a manager is directly responsible for. Chain of command is the line of authority from top to bottom of the organization. Question 2. Give one advantage and one disadvantage of a tall hierarchical structure. Advantage, closer supervision due to narrow span of control. Disadvantage, slow communication due to long chain of command. Question 3. What is delayering and what is one consequence for remaining managers? Delayering is removing a layer of management. Consequence, remaining managers have a wider span of control, which may increase their workload and stress. Question 4. What is the key difference between centralized and decentralized decision-making? In centralized structures, decisions are made at the top. In decentralized structures, decision-making authority is delegated to lower-level managers. Question 5. Name one advantage of a matrix structure. It encourages cross-departmental collaboration and flexibility for project-based work. How did you do? If any of those caught you out, go back and review that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Organizational structure is about how a business arranges itself internally. Its layers, its reporting lines, and its decision-making processes. The two most tested structures are tall hierarchies and flat structures, each with trade-offs around communication speed, managerial workload, and employee motivation. Centralization and decentralization are about where decisions are made, and both have genuine advantages and disadvantages depending on the business context. Delayering can save costs but creates real risks for remaining staff. And in every exam answer, you must contextualize. Link your points to the specific business in the question. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.